President Bush's long-awaited announcement is expected next Monday or Tuesday before Defense Secretary Robert Gates and the top U.S. military officer Admiral Mike Mullen testify before a congressional committee on Wednesday. Those men gave their recommendations to the president 2 days ago, and officials say they included the views of the top coalition commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus. They also included the views of the heads of the U.S. military services, who have been particularly concerned about the stress on the force caused by multiple deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan. On condition of anonymity, officials have told news reporters the recommendation is for no further reduction in the 140,000-strong U.S. contingent in Iraq this year, and for a small reduction of between 3,000 and 5,000 troops in January, just before President Bush leaves office. White House Press Secretary Dana Perino hinted at the go-slow approach on Friday, saying the president does not want to do anything that would reverse the security gains made in Iraq during the past year.
The question in the president's mind has been, how do we make sure that we cement those gains and not jeopardize those gains and be able to continue the process of return on success? He's obviously talking to his national security team, and we'll be consulting with members of Congress before we move forward.
American officials have long said they would like to increase the U.S. and international troop presence in Afghanistan, but that the United States does not have many troops to send as long as its commitment in Iraq remains high. So President Bush's expected announcement may not be good news for the U.S. commander in eastern Afghanistan, Major General Jeffrey Schlosser, who spoke to reporters at the Pentagon Friday via satellite.
I'm going to ask for more troops. I think it's pretty commonly known that I already have, and I'm optimistic that we'll potentially see them in the coming months.
Officials have said commanders in Afghanistan want 10,000 more troops, but General Schlosser says he may only get a couple of thousand, at least in his area. But the general says it's not an emergency in spite of the increase in insurgent attacks. He says Allied forces are not losing in eastern Afghanistan, but they're not winning as quickly as he would like.
It's a slow win. I want to make it into a solid, strong win. It's going to take time no matter what. But I'd like to do it in a more robust way.
U.S. officials have called the Afghanistan war an economy of force operation because not enough troops have been available to send. General Schlosser says that needs to change. The general says U.S., NATO, and Afghan forces face a complex group of between 7 and 11,000 insurgents who he says have increased their attacks in his sector by 20 to 30% this year and are trying to develop what he called spectacular attacks. He plans a winter offensive to try to prevent the insurgents from bringing in supplies to prepare for next spring's fighting season, and also an increase in development assistance for local Afghan communities. Al Pessin, VOA News at the Pentagon.